Chapter 2. Music and Country. Our family may have lived in Houston, but we had our roots, both musical and historical, in a little unincorporated town called Apple Springs in East Texas. Apple Springs was where our grandfather Bird Rogers had a farm, and it was on his front porch that I heard live music for the first time. Grandfather Rogers was steely-eyed with a long white handlebar mustache. He wore khaki pants, starched shirts with rolled-up sleeves, and suspenders that he called galluses, or something close to that. He was darkly tanned from working in his fields. For years, Bird just barely scraped out a living on a small plot of ground outside of Apple Springs, where he had a house with a long porch in the front and a lone outhouse in the back. That land allowed him to grow a few vegetables, snap beans, watermelon, and corn, and keep a few chickens, while also hunting and fishing. That was enough to keep Bird and his wife, Della, going, but not enough to support their kids once they grew to adulthood, married, and began having families of their own. There were 8 kids in their family as well. My dad ended up in Houston because he had dreamed of something better than sharecropping in East Texas. But though Houston promised a better life, my dad's eyes always lit up when he'd load us kids into the back of his old pickup and head back to East Texas for a weekend of playing music with his brothers and sisters. Live music in Apple Springs meant the Rogers brothers had come back home from Houston. My uncles all brought their instruments to these family reunions. My dad brought his fiddle, one of his brothers had an organ, I think it was a B3 or the equivalent, that he pulled out on the porch to play, and my Uncle Willie and Uncle Judd both played guitar. This was a band. All the kids would sit around and listen to the music and feel the closeness of the family. I would sit with my feet under the front of the house and play drums with my hands on the old wooden porch as if I were part of the group. I doubt if I had any talent at that age, but one thing's for sure, I had an instant love for music. A lot of the songs were hymns, and 60 years later, they would inspire my 2011 album, The Love of God. A number of the songs on the album